Barb.
Hi.
Hi. This is Paul Rosen. You're on the air.
I'm one of your favorite clients, and I just want to tell people this is amazing. What you do is amazing.
Well, talk to me. Barb, it's so nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, if you don't mind. Just a little bit.
I don't mind at all.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how you came to the evaluation and what it was like.
Yeah, 4.5 years ago, I woke up deathly ill, and I seriously thought I was going to die. I was so sick, I could not scratch my nose. And the day before, I was out, I had a big dog, I was out running my dog, I was a very active person.
Uh-huh.
And I had a fever for almost a year, and
wow,
a sore throat for like 4 months. And, of course, I went to Western doctors, and one lady actually ran a few tests, got in my face, and yelled, "There's nothing wrong with you."
Wow.
It was
wow,
really sad. Yeah, and I am writing a book called Doctors Are Dumb, and I'm going to have something about you and some other things.
Wait a minute.
No, on the good side. On the good side. Here's some alternatives. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We're just getting a chuckle because, you know,
yeah,
that's
the way I said it.
You know, it's just we do the same thing. Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, and this is the kind of treatment that you're experiencing is unfortunately, happens way too often, and primarily it's because people are faced with conditions they don't understand, and
exactly,
you know, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, at the very beginning of the show, Barb, I was saying that that if you start with the premise that nutrition doesn't help and it's not therapeutic and it can't help to, quote-unquote, cure anything, well, then you've just basically eliminated probably the most effective approach on the planet.
Yeah. I started reading about vitamins and herbs, and I got somewhat better.
Mm-hmm.
But I got well enough that I could, you know, do a little laundry, run to the store. But basically, I was not healthy.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah, no, I was going to say that's what a lot of people do, and I was one of those back when.
Yes. Yeah,
that go out, and because the information is out there, you know, and the supplements are available,
yeah,
you go and you do the hit and miss trick.
Right.
The hit and miss trick. And if you're lucky enough, maybe you hit on something that kind of gets you, you know, maybe stabilized, as it were, but not well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the interesting thing is, it's been 2.5 months, and I'm getting healthy enough. I'm going to have to give up my Social Security and go back to work.
Oh, no, wait.
Okay. That's okay.
Well, in the beginning, so you came, how did you come to the testing in the first place?
Actually, to be honest, I thought I'd try acupuncture. And it was actually my mom, and she really wasn't that interested, and I thought... But I was listening to what you were telling her. You don't just have somebody walk in and, you know, run a few tests and leave. You sit down and talk to them.
Yes.
And I thought, you know what, my mom may not, she's, you know, in her early 80s, and she's got some arthritis on her knees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she wasn't listening, but I was. I thought, I've got to see this guy. But the interesting thing is that your listeners really need to know is, I had a foster daughter who was, in my opinion, she was going to die. She would throw up at least 100 times a day.
She
couldn't go to school. She couldn't. And she carried around the house, she carried around a barf bucket because she just had to barf all day.
Right.
And, of course, I just hate it when the doctors say it's just the flu. I go, she's had this for a year, and she's going to die if you don't fix her.
So she's been doing this for a year, and she's a teenager.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I took her in, and you've been helping her. And what I want your listeners to know is what you told me and what you gave me was very, very different from what you gave her. It's an individualized plan. You actually run tests. They're different than the Western doctors, but you do run tests, and you say, this is right for you. And that's why vitamins don't always work, because it's, mm-hmm, like you said, it's hit or miss.
Right. And tell us, how long after we did the evaluation for her, for your daughter, how long did it take for her condition to change?
Well, you said it might be a month or two. We saw a difference after 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
And yes, yes. And it, here's another really interesting thing. She was kind of having another bout. It wasn't nearly as bad, where she was, you know, carrying around a barf bucket. It lasted about an hour, and then it went away. And same thing the next day. And she said, you know what? I think I'm... You gave her some vitamins, and you said, 10 days on, 5 days off.
Right.
She said, I don't think I took my 5 days off. And I looked at the calendar, and she hadn't. She took the 5 days off. As soon as she did, she got well again. And so I'm telling people, there's an exact plan for you.
Wow.
And it was, I just could not believe it.
Well, and this is a this is a young, you know, a young lady who was so gaunt, and she was had lost so much weight, and she was just devastated, I remember. And now, you know, something that that was completely you know, undiagnosed, and you know, that she was suffering, her hope was returned, which is why I talk about hope.
Yeah.
And now she's doing much better, isn't she?
Yes. Oh yes. Oh yeah. I'm really, really pleased. And so, yeah. So anyway, I just want to thank you, and want to let your listeners know there is hope out there.
And you're doing better.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like I said, I'm going to have. You can't get Social Security if you're healthy.
Well, just before you go, you know, what were the conditions that you were experiencing? You know, that brought. You said fatigue was one of them, and
yeah. You know, it's funny. I almost can't remember.
That's good.
yes. Yeah. Well, and then depression comes along with fatigue.
Of course.
You have to give up your life.
Right.
And and oddly enough, insomnia. You would think that if you were that sick, you would sleep all the time. I could not sleep.
Right. Mm-hmm. You were very tired, but you couldn't sleep.
And you explained exactly why that was. Everything you said. I read a lot, and it's like I knew you were right on. I absolutely knew what you were saying. In fact, it was what I wanted the Western doctors to look for, and they kept telling me which organs were fine, and I knew by reading books those organs weren't fine. And without me telling you anything, that's exactly what you said.
Wow.
And the other thing you told me that this helped so much, I said, what is your opinion about an autoimmune disorder? And you said, what do you mean, your opinion? And I said, well, I've been told that your immune system attacks healthy organs. And you said, those organs are not healthy. and I thought, that makes so much sense.
Right. And that's, I mean, that's the key to autoimmune disease, by the way.
Yes.
Is that
so if anybody's listening and they have an autoimmune disorder, your immune system is attacking organs that aren't healthy. And like I said, it's just amazing. Yeah.
And was the evaluation painful in any way?
No. No, it's another one thing. My foster daughter kept asking me, is this going to hurt? Is he going to poke needles in me? Is he going to do... I said, no. She really did not believe me, because anytime I've taken her to a doctor, they draw blood, they give her IVs, hates it.
Right.
So, yeah, no, not painful at all.
Turns out nutrition really is therapeutic, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And so if you were to make a suggestion to those out there who are, you know, who aren't well or who would like to be more healthy than they are, what would you say?
They've got to get some help. They've got to get some help. They need to. And they can always come in for the evaluation. And I told my brother about it, and he said, he sounds like a witch doctor. And I said, I don't care what he is. He helped me, and he helped Carissa. And so, yeah, get some help.
Yeah, get some help. Really... Come in and get the evaluation.
Yes.
Barb,
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing, you know, sharing your experience. I know you don't have to do that, and it's awfully gracious. And hopefully we can help some of the folks out there.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care.